It's the Wheeler Walker Jr. Podcast. It's the Wheeler Walker Jr. Podcast. Everybody else sucks, man. I am the best. It's the Wheeler Walker Jr. Podcast.
Hey, it's Wheeler Walker Jr., the Pussy King, the Pop Country Killing Machine. It's fucking hot out in Nashville, as it always is. I'm looking outside, and there's some fat dude walking down the street with his dog. Dog's fat, too. What am I doing? I'm getting ready for tour. Rehearsing, learning my lyrics. While Rita's blowing me, I miss you desperately. Fucking Mary Lou, and all I do is think about you. All those lyrics, man, they're hard to remember, I think. You guys don't realize how hard my job is. Okay, it's not that hard, but still, it's hard to remember sometimes. Fuck you, bitch. You broke my what? You broke my heart. What else I do all the other night? Went and saw with my lady friend. We went and saw Ricky Skaggs play at the Ryman. Damn, man. Ricky Skaggs the fucking best. That's some real Kentucky hillbilly shit, you know. At one point, he brought out, like, fucking, like, 17 mandolin players. They had, like, a mandolin off. I don't know. I mean, I love the guy, but that was not my favorite part. The mandolin fight. It was a pleasant. I mean, they were being nice to each other, but, like, who could, like, kind of play the fastest? And I don't really care about that. But overall, it was a great show. I love hearing good, real country, you know, bluegrass, whenever you can get it. It's hard to find, but he's still out there, still doing it. What's that noise? They're doing construction, I guess, down the street. Fuck them. They don't know we got important shit going on here. So, yeah, I've been rehearsing, learning all the songs, got a killer band putting together, and we'll be touring from, what's the date today? I don't know, whatever day you're listening to this is today. And we're touring pretty much from now till the end of the year. Some surprises in store. Going to be an exciting year for Wheeler Walker Jr. fans. Wheelerland, we're going to build that out where the where Opryland used to be. And yeah, it's going to be a big year. Surprises. Hold on to your fucking dicks and balls and or pussies because they're going to get fucking blown away soon. Go to my website, check the tour dates, buy tickets. Go to iTunes, buy my album. Don't stream it on Spotify. Fuck Spotify. And let's do it. Let's do it, man. Let's answer some fucking questions. Play that music.
It's the Wheeler Walker Jr. Podcast. It's the Wheeler Walker Jr. Podcast. Everybody else sucks, man. I am the best. It's the Wheeler Walker Jr. Podcast.
All right. Here is question number one. Let's go.
Hey, Wheeler. I was wondering, season one, you did all these interviews. When for season two are you going to do more? You'll have on, like, Burt Kreischer or Rogan or something, like you put on their podcast. Now let me know.
Man, people never happy, huh? First season was like, man, these guests fucking suck, man. Why don't you talk to your fans? Season two, I talked to my fans. Man, these fans fucking suck. Go interview some fucking guests. I don't know. I think I'm going to do the fan thing for a while because I've been enjoying hearing from the fans. And even the bitching ones. I like that too, you know. But you can always call up and bitch. I don't give a shit. I don't give a fuck about shit is my point. But yeah, I mean, maybe I'll go back to the interview thing. It's just hard, you know, when I'm on the road and I'm touring, rehearsing and recording and doing all kinds of shit, writing songs to find guests every week. I mean, there's probably... I'm in Nashville. There's probably three people in Nashville worth interviewing. I don't want to do a trip out to L.A. to interview Burt Kreischer and Rogan and all those guys. I mean, it'd be fun, but it's kind of like, you know, it's a long way to go. It's a long fucking drive. It's a long fucking drive to the airport to fly. So there you go. There's your answer. Next question.
Hey, Wheeler. This is Jill from Los Angeles. And I had read online that you are a member of the tribe, and I was wondering if you have ever been involved in a minion. Thank you.
I don't know what the fuck that means. And So I'm not answering it. I ain't part of no fucking tribe, I can tell you that. Sorry, Jill from Los Angeles. I just don't know what you're talking about. Don't make sense to me. When I don't understand the question, I don't answer it. You know? I don't know what you're talking about. Part of an onion or something at the end. I don't eat onions. Or on a burger or something, maybe. But anyway. Next question.
Hey, Wheeler. It's Jared out of Destin, Florida. Just wanted to ask you really quick, what's your favorite kind of cereal? And also, wanted to maybe do a joint marketing venture with you and get your thoughts on the possibility of creating a pussy-flavored cornflakes. Get back at me, man. Thanks.
Yeah, man. I'll get right on top of that. Pussy-covered cornflakes is going to be fucking hottest new thing in the fucking grocery aisle. He wants to... What do you want? Joint venture? Something tells me, I think I know what part he wants. He wants the fucking cash to fucking go make it. I'll never see his fucking ass again. And I'll say, where's that... And then I gotta go to the fucking cops like a dumbass and go, what's your complaint? I go, this guy was gonna make pussy flakes and I gave him all my money and now I can't find him. And they'd say what I would say if I were them, which is, you dumb fucking piece of shit. Don't give your fucking money to a stranger from the internet who's gonna invest it in pussy flakes. You know? So, no, I don't want to go on a joint venture making fucking pussy flakes. But thank you for the call. Thank you for the offer. But I'm the king of country music. I'm not using country music to get into cereal. I don't even like cereal. Next question.
Hey, Wheeler. I just want to let you know, man, I was listening to your album at work and my boss came in and I got written up. So that's fucked, man. Also, I want to know when you're coming to Montana, man. We eat a lot of tater tots and we eat a lot of pussy. It's your kind of place. But my real question is, what are you going to be for Halloween next year? Love you, brother.
Love you too, man. 24-second call. Got about 16 questions in there. When am I coming to Montana? My guess is fucking never. I don't know. I mean, do bands go to Montana? I don't even know. I mean, I don't even know what the fuck, where you would play. But, you got written up at work for playing my music. Tell your boss, here's my advice to you. Whip out your fucking dick. Tell your boss to suck it. Then bash him over the head with my vinyl. And I'll send you some new, I'll send you a autographed vinyl if you do that. And then, well, what else is he asking me about? Oh, he wants to know what I'm going to be for Halloween next year. Man, a lot of people are dressing up like Wheeler Walker Jr. for Halloween. And I'm him, so I think I may just be him. I did that a couple years ago. Everyone just said I look like a shitty Wheeler Walker Jr. Mud on their fucking face, huh? All right. Next question.
Hey, Wheeler. It's Anna. So... my husband has not been wanting to have sex with me. He says he's, quote, not that horny. Well, I am, quote, that horny. So pretty much I was just wondering if you could just tell my husband, Miles, to have sex with me. That's about it. All right, cool. See you later, man.
Miles, you got Anna. Have sex with her, man. I don't know much about you, Miles, but my guess is she's about as good as you can get. So, get it while you can. She leaves, your dumbass. You're sitting around fucking whacking off, texting her, calling her, crying, you know, crying in your fucking pussy flakes and, you know, all. Just man up. Get it hard and stick it in. I know you probably work long hours. You come home and you're too fucking tired. You're not, what you say, you're not that horny. Well, guess what? Get horny. It's a good name. How about that? That's a good bumper sticker right there. Get horny. But like I'm telling you, man, you got a good one there. I can tell. You got a girl who calls into the Wheeler Walker Jr. podcast. And you ain't fucking her? Grow up, dude. Give her what she wants. Think about back to when you were a kid and you would beg any girl in your whole fucking life to have sex with you. Now there's a girl begging you to have sex with her. Now fuck Miles. I want you to, are you on Twitter or Instagram or something? I need some evidence that you fucked her when I hear this. So let me know. You stuck it in, you know, put it in and out till, you know, the jizzies came out, and give it to her good, man, all right? As a favor to old Wheeler. She sounds like she needs it. Okay, thanks, buddy.
Hey, Wheeler. This is Wheeler Walker Jr. Jr. My mama named that after my daddy. Still looking for him. But anyways, my question is, if you had a pussy, would you eat it? Like, if you didn't have your dick and you had a pussy, your own pussy, would you eat it? That's what I'd like to know. Thanks, buddy. Or should I say daddy?
So I think he's trying to be silly, but fuck yeah, I'd eat my own pussy. But I don't think you can. I mean, if I can't suck my own dick, which, trust me, I've tried, no way I could eat my own pussy, because the dick's, you know, at least that's sticking up in the air. So the pussy would be even farther away. So there's no way. So I guess if you're asking me if I had a pussy that I could reach, would I eat it? Yeah, that's probably all I'd do. I'd do it in the middle of a show. I'd probably say, in the middle of a song, I'd probably put my guitar down, pull my pants down, put my head between my legs, and just kind of munch away. Man, what a goofball. Man, I'm going to say it. I hate to use bad language, but that dude was a goofball. Next question.
Hey, old Wheeler. Blake from Louisiana again. Called asking you about, you know, coming up with a polite way to tell a woman her beef curtains are kind of expired, smelling, tasting. Anyway, more important question, speaking of shit that stinks, why in the fuck is this Mason Ramsey kid going, you know, these goddamn stadium shows and Coachella and all this. I just read he was on the motherfucking Grand Ole Opry, the place where Hank Williams Sr. ain't even welcome. I think that's bullshit. Whoever's in charge of that goddamn Grand Ole Opry needs to, you know, bend over and get go fuck themselves. I just think that's the most stupidest, that's the dumbest shit in the fucking world. That's almost as bad as BB Rexha being on a fucking country album. That's so stupid, man. I just wanted to say that. And fuck that Yodel boy, you know? He don't know about love. What the fuck's he saying about? Anyway. Keep kicking ass and eat pussy, man. Fucking pussy king. Have a good one.
Hey, man, he's kind of just repeating my points back to me, but amen to that. Fuck the Yodel kid and fuck people who buy it and fuck people who watch it. Fuck all those motherfuckers. You know, why is he allowed at the Grand Ole Opry? I have no idea. This guy's saying the people at the Grand Ole Opry are fucking assholes. And if they're letting the fucking Yodel kid play there, I agree. You know, like you said, Hank Williams Sr. was kicked out of the Grand Ole Opry and was never let back in. And now we got Yodel kid up there. He doesn't even fucking yodel. Probably not even a kid. It's probably all a fucking lie. But yeah, the people who run the Opry have got fucking shit in their head, man. Every time I drive by there, I just drove by there yesterday. It said Carrie Underwood's playing, you know. I don't know if that's what the Grand Ole Opry was all about, but it is now. So I agree with you, man. Bunch of fucking bullshit. Next question.
What's up, Wheeler? My name is Christian, and I'm a huge fan, and I just want to say that, you know, your music inspires me on all kinds of levels. You've let me accomplish some real things as a young man, and I just want to thank you for inspiring me.
You couldn't tell if he was hyperventilating or laughing. I think he might have been laughing, but, well, I'll pretend he's serious. You're welcome, man, for such inspirational music. Inspires me, too. It's good shit, man. I just listened to some of it the other day, getting ready for the tour. I was listening to the first couple albums. I was trying to, you know, relearn the lyrics for the shows. I'm like, God damn, this is good shit. No wonder I'm so fucking great. It is real good, and you're welcome, brother. I'll keep doing it. I'll make it even better next time. Next question.
Hey, Wheeler. It's Lydia from Florida, and I got a question for you. I know you like a whole bunch of old country and, you know, Waylon and Willie and everything, but do you like any new artists? I was just wondering. There's a lot of, you know, shitty songs on the radio right now, but do you really like any new artists that are playing lately? Get back to me and let me know. Thank you. Bye.
Hey there, Lydia. I do like a lot of new artists, but yeah, none of them are on the fucking radio. I guess depending on what station you're listening to, but on mainstream country ain't nothing good. Stapleton's good. I guess they play him on regular country radio, I would suppose. I don't listen to it, but I assume they do because he's so huge. Let me think of some new country I like. You know, Sturgill. Obviously at the top, but I don't know if he's really playing country anymore. I'm sure he is. You know, he always does the old shit. So Tyler Childers at the top as well. He's one of my favorites. Colter Wall. He's right near there, near the top. Turnpike Troubadours, they're good. Singers, Dayton Moran Lambert, I saw. Some hot, juicy gossip. What other new country I've been listening to? You know me, I always just listen to the old shit. I mean, you're talking to a guy who went and saw Ricky Skaggs in concert two nights ago, so I ain't too up on the new shit, but... I like Marshmallow Head. New country artist, he's really good. I'm just kidding, I don't fucking like that dude. But yeah, don't listen to radio, don't listen to Yodel Kid. Listen to good shit. And I'll tell you what it is. I'll tweet it out when I got it. Or Instagram it out. You know. But that's a decent enough list to start with, I think. Next question.
Yo, Wheeler, this is Tyler out here in Utah. Got a question for you. You always talk about how you like Sturgill and Childers and all those guys, and I think they're great too. Just wondering what you think of Shooter and Shooter's new album. You know, he's doing a lot of good stuff for country music, I think, and just wondering what you thought about that, man. Thanks.
Tyler from Utah with a real good point of someone I forgot on the last question. Weird timing, huh? Yeah, I love Shooter. He's been real good to me, and I've heard a lot of his new record, and it's fucking killer. He's going back to country with a fucking vengeance. I actually stopped by the studio while they were recording some of it and heard some of it, and it was fucking sounding great then, and it sounds great here just in my headphones. It's good. Make sure you buy that when it comes out. And like you said, he's doing a lot of good stuff for country. That guy knows more about country music than anyone you'll ever fucking meet, man. He knows everything. I think he was the one who kind of, you know, was the first guy to point out how good Sturgill was and pointed him out to, you know, you should record with this guy, Dave Cobb, I'm working with. And it's a very strange story because, you know, his dad, obviously, Waylon, kind of started one whole movement and Shooter's kind of started a whole other thing, too. He's got a really good show on Outlaw Country Radio, plays live really good shows, and he's got a killer album coming out. I don't know, probably next month or so. But yeah, no, Shooter's the best, man. Listen to Shooter. Next question.
Oh, hey, what's up, Wheeler?
My name's Ricky. I love your music. I was wondering if you have any favorite bars that you like to dip into in Nashville and, you know, hit on chicks or get fucked up and, you know, like a dive bar or something. And if not, what are, like, some of your favorite public places to jack off? Just wondering, man. Love you and your music. Thanks.
Love you too, brother. Some weird fucking questions, man. Who asks someone what's your favorite bar to drink at, but if not, where's a good public place to jack off? I don't jack off in public, man. These fucking cops are out there, man. They'll get you. So you gotta watch that shit. This is one piece of advice I give all you guys. Don't jack off in public. If I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 fucking times. My favorite dive bars, I ain't gonna tell you that. Because then you'll show up and I'll have to talk about this jacking off in public thing in person with you. I don't really go hit on chicks, man. I got a girl. I'm trying to tell you guys this, but you don't listen to me. So, I think that answers all sections of your question. What was that song you was playing at the beginning of the message? Oh, hi. Bring me a higher low. Who was that? Was that Steve Winwood later in his career? I think it might have been. Anyway, next question.
Hey, Wheeler, I want to know when your next album's going to come out.
Short, to the point. I don't know when your next album's going to come out. Sooner than you think, motherfucker. Thanks for the question. Next question.
We hate BB Rexler. She's a Russian spy. We love you, WWJR.
Good question. Was that a tickle fight or something? I don't know what's going on there. Some fucking up to something no good or maybe too good. Yes, BB Rexa is a fucking Russian spy. So is Marshmallow Head. Fuck them all. Sounds like a hell of a party over there. Next question.
Hey, this is Nick from Boone County, Kentucky. I was calling to see which player you're most looking forward to playing for Kentucky next year, and what player do you think left too early last year, if any? Thanks. See ya.
Nick from Boone County. I went over this before. I don't know. I don't watch high school players. I don't know who the new freshmen are going to be. I hope they're good. And with Cal, you got to assume they are good, but I don't know. I made a promise to myself, as I said on a previous podcast, I ain't going to start watching high school basketball players. It's just a little sketchy to me to watch high school boys play basketball and see if they're good in college. You know, I'll let Cal do the recruiting. When I see him play with that Kentucky uniform on, then I'll know if they're good or not. But I ain't going to watch it. You know, high school bat, what am I going to do, go to the fucking local gym? But I hope they're good this year. Just put a big Kentucky basketball poster on my wall. So I'm in it to win it now. All right, next question.
Hey, Wheeler, it's Chris up in Canada here. Strange thing, I'd never experienced this before, but my wife's pregnant, and she's almost done. She's in her last month. And when I fuck her, her pussy juice, it's like corrosive to my balls, but I can't not fuck her. She wants me to fuck her. But my balls are being eaten away. I feel like I have to wash them constantly after sex, and I don't know. Do you have any ideas? Thanks.
Well, congratulations on the new, on the youngin. Maybe this is an old recording, and maybe you already had him or her, but congratulations on the newborn. As far as your nuts burning from fucking, I don't know, man. I always wondered, shouldn't they make a condom that covers the balls, too? Because can't you get shit there, too? I guess they don't. I don't know what to tell you, man. Maybe put just a Ziploc bag around your nuts before you fuck her. Do what you're doing, just keep washing afterwards. But yeah, you gotta have sex with her, especially while she's pregnant. God, they're really fucking drilling out there, huh? But yeah, I don't think it's anything that's gonna burn away. Maybe the baby's just taking a piss, and it's pissing on your dick or on your balls. I don't know. What am I, a fucking doctor? All right, next question.
Hey, Wheeler, calling from Toronto. Love you. Driving down to see you in Buffalo soon. Quick question, though. You are one of my two favorite artists, the other being Blues Traveler. So I'm just curious. Have you ever had any interaction to Blues Traveler? You like the music? You should definitely get John Popper to do some harmonica on your next album. Thanks, Wheeler.
Toronto guy asking me about Blues Traveler. I ain't gonna lie, I fucking hate Blues Traveler. I've always hated that shit, that fat guy with the harmonica playing all fast and shit. I like really good, you know, old school harmonica. I like the way Bob Dylan played it. Neil Young. I don't like that fast shit. He plays it fast and fat. You know, someone said he's not fat anymore. But yeah, I'm just not into that shit, you know. I always thought they were a really shitty fucking band. But I guess I'm happy to be in your top two, but I would take that other band off that list. I should be a top one. But maybe they don't get good shit in Toronto. Maybe it's just me and Blues Traveler. What do I know? All right, next question.
Hey, old Wheeler, this is Ryan coming at you back from the UP. I got two real quick questions for you, and then I'll let you get back to work, hopefully working on some new music for us. So my first question is, what do you think about hip hop? You know, like Danny Boone, Big Smo, Colt Ford, like all those guys. Do you think that they're doing just as much to hinder the country music industry as all these pop bullshit guys, or do you think that they're kind of more real? And then my other question is, I listen to you on Pat McAfee show because I know you're always good for some justified bashing at the Yodel Boy. Do you know that he's thinking about getting the Yodel Boy on? He's working on a way to try and talk to the Yodel Boy, so I'm interested to see your thoughts on that. Thanks, old Wheeler. I'll let you get back to it. Take it easy, bud. Bye.
That was a real professional guy asking questions. He says name, and then two-part question. He separated them both nicely. All right, his first part of his question was about hick-hop. Hick-hop is what they call it. Hick-hop. I think it's dog shit. I think it's white people stealing rap. Bunch of dumb fucking crackers. Stealing black people's music. Pretend it's their own. I just don't like it. I think it's stupid. I'd rather listen to N.W.A. Rather listen to Dr. Dre, Public Enemy, or Ice Cube, or some Killer Mike, or some of that shit. Oh, this fucking hip hop, it fucking sucks. The second part of the question was, what do I think about Yodel Boy being on Pat McAfee show? I'll definitely listen to it. I mean, the kid's fucking four, what's he got to say? He's happy for his success. I mean, I guess if anyone's going to interview him, it might as well be Pat McAfee. Seems like Pat really legitimately likes Yodel Boy. Yeah, I think he listens to it, like, in his free time and shit. Like, for fun. So, I guess, knock yourself out. Enjoy the interview, Pat. Maybe get his autograph. Put him on your shoulders. You know, I'd like to see Pat McAfee put him on a tee and kick him through the for a field goal. That'd be fun. That's my suggestion. Next question.
Hey, Wheeler. This is Josh from Tacoma, Washington. Hey, I heard you had dinner with Bobby Bones. Just wondering how that went and what do you think of him? Thanks.
Josh from Tacoma, Washington claims I had dinner with Bobby Bones. I had not have dinner with Bobby Bones. Where would you get news like that? How did it go? It didn't go. It didn't happen. Weird question. How do you know who I'm having dinner with if you're in Tacoma, Washington? I don't know, man. Made up shit. I guess that answers the question. But here's the next question. Actually, this is the last question.
Hey, Willie Walker Jr., this is Rick out of Dallas, Texas, and my question for you is, what's the heaviest band that you actually listen to and enjoy listening to? Like metal, you know, if you do listen to metal, what's the heaviest band you like? And also, a question about the band Band of Horses. I know they're not exactly country, they're more of an indie rock band, but do you enjoy listening to Band of Horses? I really like them a lot, and I really enjoy your music as well. Let me know. Have a good one, bud. And good luck on your tour with Kid Rock. I'm sure you'll do badass. Bye.
Thanks, man. Rick from Dallas, who enunciates real fucking well. What do I think about Band of Horses? I really dig that band a lot. I've had the pleasure of talking to the singer from that band a little bit here and there. And I don't think they're country. I think they're a really great band. I like his voice and I like their songs. They're really good. Heavy music. What kind of heavy music do I like? I grew up on a lot of heavy. Depends on what you're talking about. If you're talking about thrash metal, I don't listen to that shit. But I listen to, you know, I used to grow up, I listened to a lot of Alice in Chains. Were they metal? I probably don't think so, but not to me at least, but they were pretty heavy. I listened to, I loved Metallica, saw them a bunch growing up. I don't know what you're getting at, how heavy you want me to go here. I love Queens of the Stone Age. I love Danzig. I love the Misfits. I love a lot of heavy stuff, you know? Yeah, I like my music heavy, you know? So that's about it. Come check me out on tour. Buy my records. Buy the fucking t-shirt. Buy some merch. Don't listen to Yoda Boy. See you fuckers later.
It's the Wheeler Walker Jr. Podcast. It's the Wheeler Walker Jr. Podcast. Everybody else sucks, man. I am the best. It's the Wheeler Walker Jr. Podcast.